KYRV Roseville, Sacramento, an iHeart radio station broadcasting from the Sacramento area Hyundai Dealership Studios.
The Dog and Joe Show.
Better than finding a seventh beer in a six-pack.
On 93.7 The River.
All right, Dog and Joe Show. Which fast food gives you the most fries per box? We got the list here. If you're going to have lunch today on the way home, keep these in mind if you want a big old box of fries. So, who do you think it is, Joe? Any guesses? Which restaurant? Where do you get the most fries? Again, it's not by weight or by size, but units.
By actual French fry in package.
Per fry, yeah.
I would say McDonald's.
McDonald's scores nicely, but not the highest. Any other guesses?
Let's go with a...
Off air, you said Red Robin. That's not fast food. That's a walk-in.
Yeah, okay.
These are all fast food joints.
There's no denying Red Robin because they're endless.
Well, that's okay.
It's the bottomless fries.
Yeah, so, bottomless fries then. Yeah. I mean, if it's all you can... And really, all you can eat French fries?
Oh, yeah.
That's what they give you.
Oh, yeah.
Joe loves Red Robin.
I love
Red...
yum.
Any other guesses, though?
I will say... Let's go with Burger King.
Ooh, funny you bring that one up. Burger King comes in dead last.
Does it?
Giving you 35 French fries per box.
Wow, because they're a little bit bigger now.
Well, again,
the Burger King fries a bit bigger.
Keep this in mind. It's all based on unit, based on per French fry. Burger King in at 35 fries per box. Arby's, they jump up, and I mean big, 76 fries per box.
And they are good, too, especially if you get the curlies.
And that's what they showed in the picture.
Oh, they're so good.
Smashburger. Have not been there in quite some time, man. I was raving about the place with that third pound bacon Swiss mushroom. That thing was phenomenal.
You loved that place for a long time.
I haven't had a smash burger in over 2 years. They'll give you 93 fries per box.
Wow.
McDonald's. Dun, dun, dun. The Arches throw down 97 fries per box.
See, that to me, that's an applicable amount of fries.
That's applicable.
Yeah.
Did you
97?
Mean, yeah. Did you mean to say that's an adequate amount or
yes.
an applicable amount?
No, I meant to say adequate. That's an adequate amount of fries.
Okay, that's also applicable.
I feel, it applies to my fry-loving sensations, but uh-huh. yes, adequate. You eat McDonald's French fries, you're full when you get done.
Sure. And again, you know, quantity, quality, how do you want to toss it up? It's up to you. Everyone loves McDonald's fries, but they're still slouching in the fry game because Popeye's dropping fry bombs with 113 fries per box.
Popeyes?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had fries.
Oh, yeah. Love that Cajun Louisiana, whatever the hell.
I thought that was just Louisiana good chicken.
Yeah, I do love the chicken, though. Wendy's. Wendy's dropping the fry bomb. 116 fries per box.
Wendy's?
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that. The Wendy's fry's pretty big.
Wait, what do you mean you don't know if you believe that?
I think I should get a large fry and count.
Okay, I challenge those
That's
out
questionable.
There. Yeah, and again, I didn't do this study. This is all stuff that I found online. I don't know how accurate it is. If it's online, it must be accurate.
The Wendy's French fry is a big French fry.
It is a fat, squatty, little chubby fry.
You're going to tell me you can fit more of those in a box than you can McDonald's fries? I don't know if I buy that.
I didn't do the counting. And here, let me just talk about this, too. We always talk about French fries, or often. I don't like when they leave the skin on them now. Everyone wants to do fresh cut fries or skin on fries. Back in the day, Wendy had a good fry.
They did.
When it
they
didn't did. Have skin on it. And now they leave the skin on it. I'm not into them anymore.
They're not as good as they used to be, nor are Burger King's French fries as good as they used to
Burger
be.
Burger King again. Don't yeah. they leave the skin on them?
No, they're cooked a different way or
they're
something.
They're extra crispy crunchy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They all started doing that thing that Jack did, the extra bubbly crispy crunch fries.
Not a bad fry, but nowhere near as good as they used to be.
And again, quickly, we have to cover this. A fry out of the box that's good, stiff, and crisp, or a greasy old cold one at the bottom of the bag?
Out of the box, stiff and crisp.
Wrong, again, wrong. No, you want it all limp. You want that limp wristed fry that's at the bottom of the bag.
Why?
That leaves the stain on the bag. Like, you look at the bottom, you're like, ew. And you want that just cold, limp.
Why cold?
Well, because it doesn't have to be cold, but typically it's cold because it fell out of
its... If it's in the bag, it's going to be chilled.
Yeah, because it fell out. It doesn't have its fry brotherhood to keep it warm.
I don't know about that.
I do. I like you pick it up and it just goes bleh. It like touches your finger. It's so greasy and slimy. You throw that in your mouth. It's got extra salt.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't know why I like that. I like the bag fry better than out of the box. But the champion, and again, I didn't do the counting. You can do this today on your own. The restaurant with the most. Any other guesses before we drop it?
I'm trying to think of who we've mentioned and who is still left out there. Shall I go Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A, not on the list. Carl's Jr., not on the list. And these are all restaurants you'll find here in this area.
Chick-fil-A does a cross-cut fry, too.
I don't like those. They have a little waffle fry.
Yeah, those are kind of harder to fit a lot in the box.
Yuck.
I don't know.
129 fries per box.
That's a lot of fries.
Even has the name Fry in it. Everyone tilting their head like, huh, who, what?
Even has the name Fry in it.
Yeah.
Fry days.
Five Guys.
Oh, Five Guys fries?
Yep, Five Guys and fries, 129 fries per box.
Wow.
According to this.
Well, I think we should get people out there and get to counting.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. 766-9370. Want to drop a call in? We'll get the Fry Army going. Nobody cares.
What are you talking about? They're right now, 8:54 in the morning, people are going out to count fries.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it at your lunchtime. Do it at dinner. See if it's accurate. And then call us back and let us know,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, we got to know.
It's 93.7 The River. Here's Stevie Nicks.